Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and today's guest is Dr. Joseph Nowinski. You can find out more about him at Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Nowinski, N-O-W-I-N-S-K-I.com. And the book we're talking about is Sober Love. We're going to talk about what sober love really means in a few seconds. It's a book published by the Johns Hopkins Press Health Books. We are brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, and Bovine Colostrum. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, to see the randomized double-blind controlled trials on why these are beneficial, especially in times of high respiratory infection, how they help prevent that in a randomized double-blind trial, and especially if you do any exercise, even just walking. That's lifesfirstnaturals.com. And of course, longevityplaybook.com is our other sponsor. Go to their website, longevityplaybook.com, to sign up for the free newsletter. Dr. Nowinski is the author of Sober Love, How to Quit Drinking as a Couple. Dr. Joe, how did you get into the field of couple drinking rather than an individual having a problem or anything else? Sober Love is an interesting title, an interesting book, that is quitting as a couple.
Right. I'm glad you asked that, because I've been involved in treating substance abuse, alcohol and substance use disorders for many, many years since. And I developed treatment programs for individuals. I would train therapists and supervise them. And I'm pleased to say that those programs proved to be pretty effective, but was always focused on the individual, you know, the man or woman who came into a therapist or a clinic for help with a drinking or substance abuse problem. And I was always aware of a couple of things. One, there, even though the treatment was fairly successful, there tended to be a fairly high relapse rate with these people. And I became curious about the fact that, well, most of them were in a relationship. So what about the relationship? So I began to ask people a few years ago, and some of the therapists that I was training, I said, let's ask them about their partners. Okay, so you coming in for treatment for alcohol problems, say, but does your partner drink?
Let me just stop you for a second there, because in almost all changes in health, I do a lot of wellness coaching, if you will, and almost all changes in health, the environment makes a huge difference.
Correct.
So what I was most interested in is, it almost seems like you always have to get a couple to quit together. Meaning, were you successful in getting an individual to quit when their partner kept drinking? You see this with cookies. If someone likes cookies and their partner keeps bringing them in the house, they're going to stay addicted to the cookies. I assume that's true with alcohol, too.
You're absolutely right, Mike. But as obvious as it is, for years and years, treatment was focused only on the individual. So when I started asking, does your partner drink? They would say yes. And maybe not as badly as the person who was coming in for treatment, but they did drink. And they drank more than just what we consider low-risk drinking. And another couple of things that really stuck out to me was that when I dug deeper, I found a couple studies where they wanted to help women with drinking problems, and they wanted to include their partners as kind of recovery coaches. So they evaluated the women for the drinking problem, and they evaluated their partners. And what did they find? They found that over 50% of the partners also had a drinking problem. Again, maybe not so severe as the person in treatment, but not minimal either. That was a launching point for this book, when I would start asking people to come in with their partners, and I'd say, let's take a look at your drinking as a couple.
And do most of the, in other words, one of the things you see with people quitting smoking is that one of the biggest resistances is, in fact, the partner doesn't want to quit, or the partner is in denial and says they don't have a problem.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people coming out of rehab would say. You know, when they went home, their partner would say, well, you have the problem, I don't. I don't have to do anything. But what I would do with the couples coming in, I would not only ask the partner, do you drink and how much do you drink, but let's look at your relationship. That's what the book is all about. It's about drinking, but it's also about more than drinking. It's about your relationship. So I say, what was your relationship like in the beginning when you started out together? What kind of things did you do together? Or what kind of goals did you have together? How did you have fun together? What was your intimate life like together? And how has that changed over time? Usually, surprisingly, find it, or maybe not surprisingly, it had changed over time. That the things that they used to do together, they don't do so much. Their intimate sex life isn't what it used to be. They don't spend as much time together. And sometimes they would attribute that to things like, well, we had kids, or we've gotten older. But when we took a look at it a little more closely, we found that actually drinking was playing a role in that. And so the impetus for the book, for couples to look at not the one person with a drinking problem, but how much does each drink and how has drinking affected their relationship? And then I say, you have a choice going forward. You could either continue to be a drinking couple, which is the norm, if you will, in our culture. We live in a drinking culture. It's all around us about drinking. It's normal. Or you could take a leap and decide you're going to become a sober couple. That's the starting point.
When one says they want to quit and the other doesn't, what do you do about that?
Well, again, I ask them to think about it. I ask them to think about not only themselves as individuals, but this third party. There's you, me, and there's our relationship. How has your relationship changed? Most of the time, the fact is that they could identify ways in which their relationship is not the same as it was before. And again, I ask them to think about that. What choice do they want to make? Do they want to keep, if they want to keep going the way they are, there's a good chance that things will not get better, that they're likely to get worse. So what choice did it want to make? Now, some couples, again, maybe just some individual refuse to change. But you'd be surprised how many people, when they look at their relationship, decide it isn't their interest to change. It isn't their interest to maybe look at this idea of becoming a sober couple, especially because they realize that we live in this drinking culture. Most people drink more than what's considered a safe or minimal amount.
Let me go in and go into another chapter in the book. The book is called Sober Love, How to Quit Drinking as a Couple. It's published by Johns Hopkins Press Health Books. You can find out more about the author, Joseph Nowinski, by going to Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Nowinski, Nowinski.com, and find out more about this excellent book. Tell me, you have an area where one is the enabler of the drinking of the other. How often is there an enabler relationship? And secondly, do you find people quit and go to another drug, such as marijuana, and do that together? Or what do you try and do? Do you try and get them to a healthier habit if one is the enabler?
Well, first of all, I think that the whole concept of enabling is often misunderstood. Very few people want their partner to have a drinking problem. I mean, nobody sets out to say, I'd like my husband or wife to have a drinking problem. Enabling often happens very unintentionally. The enabling happens because both partners, you know, one has a more severe problem than the other, but they both drink more than is healthy, more than is good for them. It's really not intentional. It's quite accidental. It's only when they look at their relationship that they realize that their drinking has had a negative effect on their relationship, then they stand to gain by quitting. Now, switching to another substance, not too common when couples decide that they're going to try to become a sober couple. They usually decide they're going to give up everything in the interest of improving their relationship. most of the book, once they make that decision, which is critical, that's the critical first step, is about what to expect. Because it's one thing to decide you want to become a sober couple. It's another thing to do it. So you could have the intention. My intention needs to be followed up by action. And the rest of the book is about all of those various issues that a couple can anticipate encountering. Now, some may not encounter all of them. Some may encounter some more than others. But that's what the book is about. It gives couples a choice of deciding what issues are they going to confront and how are they going to deal with it in the interest of becoming a sober couple. And it can begin with a simple thing like what I call renovating your lifestyle. Usually, as couples drink more over time, their lifestyle comes to accommodate drinking. Their lifestyle, you know, revolves more around drinking, beginning when they come home from work and so forth. So I have them work together on renovating their lifestyle. It could be something as simple as, if you have a liquor cabinet, you may have to convert it to a bookcase. You may probably have to get rid of your wine glasses. If there's a couch that you sit on every night and drink together, you may have to go get a different couch. All right. You may have to change your routines, what you do when you first get home from work every day. So there's a lot of change that's involved.
It's so similar to what we do with people who overeat or who use cigarettes, essentially. So one of the crazy things I did on the Dr. Oz show was a couple that would eat together on their couch. First thing they did was bring a pizza in between them. So I got them to take the couch away and put in two Schwinn bikes so that they would watch TV on the bikes and they had a table in between them, but it's hard to eat pizza while you're riding the bike.
It sounds simple, but it's as important as that, to change your lifestyle. Another thing is that to begin to rebuild the relationship that you had when you first were together. So a lot of time we spend together is taking a look at what kinds of things that you like to do when you first got together and how has that changed? And how can you like rediscover those things? How can you rebuild those things? As simple as like maybe going out to a restaurant once a week, maybe listening to some music together, maybe playing a game together, maybe taking a walk together. There's things like your intimate life too. How has your sex life changed over time? And how might that be connected to how much you drank? And so how can you begin to rebuild that? And I have, you know, in the book, there were some suggestions for making some start on rebuilding your life. So it's how not only deciding that you want a sober lifestyle, but how do you get there?
The book we've been talking about is Sober Love, How to Quit Drinking as a Couple. The author is Joseph Nowinski, as I've called him, Dr. Joe, but his website is Joseph Nowinski, Nowinski, no punctuation in between, .com. JosephNowinski.com, Sober Love, How to Quit Drinking as a Couple. This is a really encouraging book and a very positive book on doing things that are small changes that make a huge difference in the partner or both partners drinking. Sober Love. We are brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of bovine colostrum and Trubiotics. For women over the age of 50, those Trubiotics that decrease urinary tract symptoms seem and improve urinary tract health. See the randomized double-blind studies on that website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, and bovine colostrum to decrease upper respiratory infections and the bloating feeling that many get, especially if you exercise. And their new product, it's an old product, that's a great product, DiRescue, used for pediatric diarrhea, but has a major benefit when you are increasing dose for one of the GLP drugs. That's lifesfirstnaturals.com. As well as go to our website, longevityplaybook.com, sign up for the free newsletter. Our guest today has been Dr. Joe Joseph Nowinski. author of Sober Love, How to Quit Drinking as a Couple. Dr. Nowinski, what have I forgotten to ask you?
The book, like I said, has focuses on once you make the decision to become a sober couple, how do you get there? And it offers, we talked about a couple things. One thing I want to mention is that some people have turned to fellowships for help in terms of being able to stay sober. The one that we know most about is Alcoholics Anonymous. You don't have to be an alcoholic to take advantage of Alcoholics Anonymous. You can go to their website, AA.org, and you can find all kinds of meetings for people, not only who are alcoholics, but for people who just want to stop drinking. But also today, thanks to the internet, there are other fellowships out there that people can turn to for support. And they can be very helpful. There's one, say, Women for Sobriety, that women can turn to for support in deciding they want to stay sober. Sometimes people do that as a couple. A lot of times they do that individually. There's another one called Smart Recovery. There are a bunch of other fellowships now that people can use the internet for in order to get support for themselves or as couples. And they also can turn to what was called spirituality, which is doing things that together that we might consider spiritual, like visiting art museums, attending concerts, going out into nature together. Research has found that all of those things can also help support becoming a sober couple. So again, the book covers all of that ground, beginning with people taking a look at how drinking has affected their relationship and whether they want to become a sober couple instead of a drinking couple.
And the book's title, of course, is Sober Love. Thank you, those 50,000 of you or so who download us every week. Thank you for doing so. We'll be back next week. This has been episode 1221B. Remember, the bees are always wonderful and stimulating guests like Dr. Joe has been today. Remember, sober love. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are.